You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
Every year, more people live in fear of crime, but Christians have a special way of dealing with this fear.
Bringing Christ to the nations, the Lutheran Hour. The International Lutheran Layman's League is pleased to present a recorded transcript of a recent Lutheran Hour sermon by the Reverend Wallace Schultz, Associate Lutheran Hour Speaker. It is our prayer that it will bring hope and joy to your life.
Almighty and everlasting God, Thou art our refuge and strength. Thou art always available in our time of trouble. Even if the earth itself was removed, even if the mountains were moved into the midst of the sea, those who trust in Thy mercy need not fear. Blessed is the man that maketh the Lord his trust. Create in all listeners today a clean heart, O God, and restore unto those who repent the joy of Thy salvation. In Jesus' intercessory name we pray. Amen. Crime has become more brutal, more random, and more irrational. This frightening analysis was provided by Time magazine several months ago. The editors went on to point out that the fear of crime is slowly paralyzing our society. Newspapers publish frequent stories of vicious attacks on the innocent elderly. And although it seems incredible and even bizarre, one recent news story described a malicious attack on an innocent wheelchair patient. To understand our society's growing paralysis taking place as a result of the fear of crime, it might be good to ask working women how they feel. In increasing numbers, they worry whether they will arrive home safely each evening. Many fear being harassed, molested, or even beaten. For decades, these threats to society were limited to large cities. But in the last several years, statistics reveal that crime is now rapidly moving into rural communities. Some people have courageously attempted to stop this new wave of senseless violence, but even they have become innocent victims. A federal judge in Texas was gunned down and killed in cold blood outside his home. Many believe the shooting was a result of harsh sentences the judge had regularly handed down to ruthless criminals. One journalist, after citing examples of the many recent attacks on judges, pointed out that the situation has now come to the point where honest judges who desire to protect the public can no longer feel totally safe. Yes, the fear of crime and violence is increasing. This is not merely an opinion of mine. It is a conclusion based on grim and spiraling police statistics. Less than 1 year ago, the cover of U.S. News & World Report magazine carried the bold headline, "Our Losing Battle Against Crime." However, as fear increases, believers in the Lord Jesus Christ can still possess a solid, rock-like confidence in life. Those trusting in the death-defeating and fear-removing power of the resurrected Savior can rest in the assurance of His daily protection. In the Bible, St. Paul asks, "Can the danger to life and limb, pain or persecution, or any other trouble separate us from the love of Christ?" No, St. Paul proclaims, "In all our difficulties and fears, we win an overwhelming victory through Him who has proved His love for us." This proof was demonstrated when the loving Savior gave His life as a perfect sacrifice for our sins. Yes, Jesus loves you in a special way. He died on the cross so that you can go to heaven. He is concerned about the eternal welfare of your soul. And He also wants to protect you in this life from the constant threat of violence to your physical welfare. Guard dogs may prevent intruders from entering a home, but only the certain knowledge of God's abiding presence can truly calm an anxious mind and soothe a fear-filled heart. Duplicate locks and deadbolts may stop a burglar, but only God's Spirit, the Comforter, can provide the assurance desired by the distressed. Your Heavenly Father gave His only Son to save your soul, and now because of His perfect love, He is also deeply interested in your physical safety. God knows your daily habits, your mornings as you arise, and your evenings as you lie down. He understands your feelings of loneliness when no one else is near. For this very reason, He has revealed in the Scriptures that His guarding and protecting angels are always present at the side of believers. To give your troubled heart certainty and your anxious mind security, God has demonstrated His power over all evil, including the fear of violence. This took place through the dramatic and death-defeating resurrection of His crucified and innocent Son. Now, as God wills it, and at the prayerful request of those who love and trust in Him, intruders' vicious intentions are frequently foiled. Murderers are stopped by the Master, attackers are assailed by the Almighty, and agents of violence are disarmed by the triumphant Trinity. But let us also point out, however, that faith in Jesus Christ does not automatically license anyone to live with unlocked doors at night or without concern for common sense security. Confessors of the crucified Christ do not live as though danger and death will automatically spare them. The hymn writer was correct when he wrote, "Danger and sorrow stand around me on every hand. The devil, the prince of this world, is busy. He prowls around like a vicious and hungry lion, and we live in the same arena with him. As a result, we are safe only when we are protected by the loving arms of the Lord Jesus Christ, the only one who has ever defeated the power of the devil." To know this is a great consolation, because Satan will use any type of mugger, rapist, burglar, or thief to attempt to instill fear even in the hearts of Christians. In your moments of concern and fear, always remember how God the Father sent angels to minister to Jesus after the Savior was tempted by the devil in the wilderness. Today, God also promises to send His angels to protect all who trust in the sin-cleansing power of the Blessed Redeemer. In the Bible we read, "Surely the angels are spirits in the service of God, commissioned to serve the heirs of God's salvation." In Psalm chapter 91 we read, "God will give His angels charge concerning you to guard you in all your ways." In unusual cases, God may even at times permit evil to triumph and thereby draw others to Himself. In the Bible we read where Joseph's brothers sold him into slavery. Years later, as a result of a famine, the guilty brothers had to go to Joseph for help. But they feared reprisal. However, in the spirit of Christ-centered forgiveness, Joseph said, "As for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good in order to bring about this present result to preserve many people alive." No, God does not cause terrible incidents, such as selling people into slavery or even death. But yes, He does frequently use these tragedies to bless people. On the day after Christmas 1981, a 27-year-old lady was delivering mail in Arizona. She was suddenly attacked by four people who had been drinking beer and wine. The attackers tried for quite a while to suffocate their victim. The victim cried out, "Help me, oh God, please help me." 2 days later, they found her body among old cars and tires. To some, this terrible tragedy may have no redeeming value. But even here, we can trust that God in His love and mercy takes things others meant for evil and uses them for the benefit of those who love Him. Unexplainable tragedies which take place in the lives of believers can sometimes be compared to stories in the Bible involving early martyrs of the Christian faith. In Hebrews chapter 11, we read, "Some were tortured and left bound in prison. Others were viciously killed by stoning. Still others met death by being sawn in two or by the sword." The Bible then also points out that these martyrs did not, on this earth, receive the fulfillment of the promise. To some, their persecuted life and their sudden and tragic death look like an absolutely horrible failure. But the Bible states that for these persevering confessors of the faith, God had something better planned. Yes, believers in Jesus Christ have a special way of dealing with fear. They realize that even numerous committed Christians get harassed, hurt, and even killed every year. Yet, even if the worst should come, there remains a more glorious destiny, the beautiful existence in the very presence of God, heaven itself. To fear violence is not unusual even for Christians. Jesus understands this. At one point during His public ministry, Jesus told His disciples that He would soon leave them. He also explained that they would experience persecution and even death. Upon hearing this unexpected news, the Savior's followers became very upset. Jesus then said, "Because I have said these things to you, sorrow has filled your heart." In His perfect love and compassion, the blessed Savior then promised that a special comforter would be sent to the disciples. Also, after His triumphant resurrection, and just prior to His glorious ascension into heaven, Jesus consoled His followers when He said, "I will always be with you, even to the end of time." Ladies and gentlemen and young people, especially those of you living alone, today as the agents of fear and violence increase, you can live with the assurance that divinely inspired confidence is available. Christians have a special way of dealing with fear. Enjoy each day of your life, knowing that Jesus is your constant unseen companion. Permit no more chains of despair to shackle your life. And even if the worst should come, live with the eternal hope of the early disciples. They conquered even the fear of death by daily anticipating their glorious life, a place not made with human hands, a house eternal in the heavens. Rather than permitting fear to paralyze them each day, these martyrs launched out into the sea of life with zeal, always riveting their eyes on the living lighthouse, the beautiful Savior. And so as you listen to this Bible-based message, plan to begin every day with Christ-centered boldness. When you awake, spend time in prayer. Ask God to assure your heart of the presence of His protective angels. Meditate on the biblical examples of divine intervention and protection. When Herod tried to violently kill the baby Jesus, the Heavenly Father graciously arranged for the Savior's protection through temporary exile in Egypt. Later in His ministry, Jesus was in a boat with His disciples. The Savior was asleep. A storm came up, and the disciples were filled with fear. Again, God the Savior intervened. Jesus awoke, rose up, and spoke to the winds and the waves. Immediately, everything became calm. And a great lesson of this dramatic story for us today is this. This Jesus, who even the winds and the waves obeyed, is with believers every day and desires to protect them every hour. Consider also St. Paul. If he were with us today, this great missionary could describe many examples of God's divine intervention and gracious protection. When St. Paul was in Damascus, preaching and proving that Jesus is the Christ, his enemies became furious and plotted to kill him. In their devilish scheme, they watched the city gates day and night so that they might put him to death. But a gracious God again intervened. The Bible states that Paul's followers took him by night and let him down through the opening in the wall of the city. They lowered him to safety in a large basket. Centuries later, another crusader for Christ powerfully proclaimed God's promise of protection, with church officials seeking to get rid of him, with even an edict of death pronounced upon his head, and with peril lurking on all sides. Martin Luther humbly and confidently proclaimed a faith anchored in the divinely inspired Bible. The bold reformer confessed, "I believe that God has made me and all creatures, that He defends me against all danger, and guards and protects me from all evil." And all this, Luther stated, purely out of fatherly, divine goodness, without any merit or worthiness within me. And so, the next time you are fearful of danger around you, rest completely in God's promise, recorded in Psalm 91, verse 10. "There shall no evil befall thee, and no plague come nigh thy dwelling." Then also, do everything possible to support government officials responsible for ridding your community of individuals who promote crime and violence. Support officials who deal honestly, but also firmly, with those who cause others to live in fear, especially the elderly, women, the helpless, and those who live alone. No, live no longer in fear. Trust no longer in yourself. Turn in repentance to your gracious God. Fear not those who kill the body, but are unable to kill the soul, but rather fear Him who is able to destroy both body and soul in hell. Can the danger of life and limb, pain or persecution, or any other trouble, separate us from the love of Christ? No, no, no. In all these things, we win an overwhelming victory through Him who proved His love for us. Amen.